Blog Talk Radio.
The stock market went through the roof today. No one seems to have predicted it, so it's hard to know where it's heading.
Shut up!
The following program is intended for mature audience.
The Fed's got
listener
nothing.
Discretion is advised.
That's right, y'all ready for this?
Five,
Rips and Raps, baby.
Episode 61.
You ready? Put your seatbelt on.
One.
Let's do this!
Ignition!
Lift off. If you weren't lifted, now you are.
Now you're lifted. Get it.
Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program, starring Nick Furious and friends.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 61 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program podcast. It's, you know, it's a little bit of everything. So tonight I have two special guests in the studio with me right now, one of which is Hakeem Bellamy. He's the Albuquerque's first poet laureate and a hip-hop friend of mine. We go way back. And it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I also have my good friend, actor, and pretty much a hustler right here. Anything you need done in the movies, and as well as he's a musician, Kenneth McLaughlin, here tonight. What's up, Kenneth?
What up?
So happy to have you. Stem Ivory is his band. They do wonderful things.
Sure.
So we're gonna walk you through through many layers today of excitement. Yeah. So I hope everyone's ready. Are you guys ready?
I am.
For the show? No one's ever been here in this
Put
room.
Put your seats in trade in a great position.
Tonight we featured an amazing producer. He goes by the name Percy Wells. He's out of Albuquerque. He represents his crew, Skull Control. And Percy Wells, is, aside from this little ditty you're hearing now, this is my little creation for the intro. But every other instrumental tonight, every other beat you hear is all Percy Wells, as he is our featured producer on Rips and Raps tonight. Check him out on Bandcamp, Percy Wells. He's the shit. So, I mean, I just can't tell you how excited I am. That was me getting my nuts stepped on. Why'd you do that, Hakeem? Don't do that.
Percy's dope.
So, you gentlemen are all over the scene here in Albuquerque doing different things. Did you ever think you'd be at Nick Fury's, little crazy dungeon here doing the Rips and Raps show?
Dream come true, man.
I don't know. The podcast is the new underground, though. It is.
I'm a first timer, but I feel like I'm at home right now.
You feel like you could just.
It's cozy.
I mean, Hakeem took his shoes off.
It's homie. I do that.
What?
Right, everybody take them off.
Horns are.
My nails are kicking.
See, I might even take mine off, just to have it be a theme for the night.
Make it a dojo. We got Bruce Lee.
Yeah, that's a lot more comfortable there. I feel the carpet.
You can root.
You look all Bruce Willis. You look all Bruce Willis, Die Hard. You're like, oh yeah, I take my shoes off and run my feet through the carpet. And we speak about this, and of course there was an inception there, or sort of a terrorist thing going on in that movie. And today, of course, is the 9/11. It's the date that we've been given to keep us constantly scared in our minds, and obviously it has an impact, and there were people that suffered that didn't deserve to, but it's a weird day.
Shout out to the first responders.
That's right. Yeah. Anybody who put it out there, because for what reason it was done, a lot of crazy conspiracy.
No matter what reason it was done, it was done, and that's pretty cool.
It's been 12 years.
Wow, that's true.
I remember. It's like the Challenger exploding. It's like when Kennedy got shot. Like, you remember where you were at when you were like, what the fuck?
First period science.
Right?
Popped on the TV. Mm. Used to watch Channel 1 News on.
Right?
But that was thrilling.
Yeah. Well, we do want to send a shout out to all those who did, die selflessly or
survive their family.
And yeah, thank you for
all survivors.
For keeping us scared constantly. You're listening to Rips and Raps. I'm your host and I'm your producer, Nick Furious. I've got Hakeem Bellamy with me tonight, as well as my boy Kenneth McLaughlin, and we have a great show for you. Better sit back and relax. The show happens every Wednesday night at ripsandraps.podomatic.com or stream it at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground, 9:30 p.m. Mountain time.
I see the mountain with a watch. I see the mountain looking down at its Rolex like, man, I tell you.
I can't tell you how excited I am now.
Our story was the death of He Yun Jia, a legendary Chinese hero famous for his victories over Russia's champion wrestler and Japan's Bushido experts. He was poisoned. By whom? For what? It was not known for certain, but there has been speculation. Here we offer the most popular version.
Yo, 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 rips and raps, everybody, the most popular version. He's probing into the death of the sensei, so get some spearmint gum and chew it, man. Get a fresh approach. We gotta take your ropes, man. Smoking like a rope, man. Furious the rapper, BNN representative. I'm breaking down with my friends. We do it like reptilians. Nah, I'm joking. Man, I'm like way out in the open, trying to make these people slow down the river of love. I got Hakeem, my brother from back in the day. No other man doing his thing, making the rhymes pay, making the words pay. Yeah, we don't stray like my boy Kenneth, making movies, man, making the visuals happen for ya. Furious, come on now, it's forewarning. I'm fornicating with five elves and a dwarf ventricle. Ventricle, I'm Robin Ventura, coaching my White Sox. Make it up as I move along, y'all. It's episode 60, so if anybody wants to step up in a cypher, Percy Wells beats the dope as hell, man, they hyper. Change your kid's diapers and get a fresh look, yo. Rips and raps, it's a brand new book, 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 yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, baby, it's like, come on, put your hands up, yo, 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 yo. I spit lyrics, relax from the tip of my tongue, back of my mind. Come, mic, select and rewind. Be the illiterate nine on the highway to hell. Come with it. More crack than the Liberty Bell. And now I'm living with the city when the jet is on dust. And just trying to recap it, drop is a must. It's like, yeah, and just trying to recap it, drop is a must. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody warms up on a third or fourth beat, yo. This is unique freestyle from the street band with no name, furious mystique. I manifest and I manifest Magneto type rhymes and I get up in your brain. Come on, Professor X value Xavier. My shit is yo so dope, standing on stage like, you know what? I got a shit clock around my neck. I'm flavor flaving it to death, yo. I'm doing this in the death, man. Listen, rap this. What it is, what it is, it is what it is. So what it is what it is. This is what it is. Big up, big up, big up.
Freestyling every day, you better move your ass.
You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 61. Today's featured producer is Percy Wells. My guest, Hakeem Bellamy, and of course, my good friend, Kenneth McLaughlin.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick it right here.
Rip, rip, rip. This is like
rip,
MTV Raps at the beginning.
Rip, rip, rip.
Yo.
Prepare to be entertained.
Rip, 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 rips and raps.
Rips and raps, yo. Come on, yeah, we make it happen back in the day like Dr. Dre and Ed Lover. I love you, come on. Man, I'm doing my thing like Fab Five Freddy with fingers that I'm taking my shit like Bumpy Knuckles. I take it back to OC in the days of digging in the crates and break it down with my boys, the Roots, man, from Philly. Delphi Addict, yeah, what's up to my people? Now they doing Jimmy Fallon. That's one love, man, that's what I'm talking about. You played it, you did it. Hip hop was the word. Hip hop was the art form. You had to follow it like a bird. It's absurd to think it could be another way. So you followed it. Hip hop was your dream. And let it play. Let it spray out. Lay it out like that. Rips and raps. Yo, I got the best homies in the clap. Yo, come on now. You better clap. I said, come on now. Clap. Oh, you gotta clap now. Come on now. Clap. Again. Oh. Yeah. Episode 61. You gotta know. You don't have to freak out. And read from your mind and do what you gotta, but you gotta stay strong. Oh no, people grind until they grind until the death, man. Never let up, no, no, no. Gotta keep it moving, gotta keep it moving. Gotta keep it moving. Yeah, gotta keep it moving.
Check it.
Yeah.
that feels good like a dollar in your wallet. You yep. bought it for your baby girl, like the way she rocked it. Did it old school, yeah, you went back a few classes looking at me. Yeah, you had a few tall passes. But stay together anyway. Then you made it through the kids, made it through your engagement day. Yeah, and now we're chillin' at the party. Do it at the wedding. Yeah, you know we're sliding. Electric every time we on the body. Microphone, yeah, we put it in the party. Yeah, you're looking at me like probably I'm looking at you like I know it will try to stop me.
Come together for good words and good vibes. Good ideas thrive. We plant it like a seed, it grows just like a soul hit it. You gotta know what I go with. I bow with it, knock it down. Come on, use the same words again and again. But I'm keeping the grin on my face. My friends, and sometimes I'm jaded. And I act like I shouldn't, but it's all because life is amazing. I'm trying to get through it. Feel like a rat, and all the rest of these fucking mice is stupid. Don't know what I'm doing, man. Shoot me with some arrows, Cupid. Make me fall in love. Hip hop is the way to do it. Rip rap, flip flap, and flip flops. I rip rocks. The doctor of that goes past ya and comes back to rap ya up like a python. Oh, oh, I got my boys, man. You better know what's coming up. Oh, Hakeem Bellamy's gonna fuck you.
Sound like a summer barbecue, a reunion. You looking at me like, what the hell is you doing?
Yo,
hopped on the microphone, they asking to prove it.
Do it.
So every time you get a chance, you're gonna do it to ya.
Immortal, hey, do that Immortal Technique you got going on.
Is this the one?
Is this the one?
This is the one.
I wanna hear that shit, dude.
Alright.
Hakeem Bellamy, man, in the crib.
To my classmates, in the spoken word to hip-hop class at UNM with so many questions. He raised his hand, said he didn't understand why rap artist Immortal Technique was so angry. And I thought of questions asked to me before, and then questions began looking like answers, like, why do the inner city kids ice grill instead of grin? As though all their problems can be solved by an enlightened household and positive thinking, not by correcting the socioeconomic status of oppressed people instead of corrections of oppressed people. Jobs three times less likely to hire black males than whites, that's just McDonald's and Foot Locker, and those who ask this question would feel a sense of accomplishment by giving a young urban youth a chance to rock those deeper stripes. In a store full of icy white Nikes, surely you can find some straps to pull yourself up by. On a dying wage, most kids would rather die than get paid. Same question asker had the audacity to say, hey, why are killing each other over sneakers anyway? Maybe because back in the day, y'all wouldn't let us wear anything but soft shoe, because Mark Twain is such a great American writer that Huckleberry Finn is both a tragedy to me and a comedy to you, but mandatory for everyone to read in junior high school, a terrific an institution in slavery. Oh, they were just products of their generation. Well, then this is just the product of that generation. Gangster repertory instruction in our multicultural classrooms, full of colorful language but lack truth. Let them plan some Goodfellas, Scarface, and gangs in New York to teach them about immigrants, Plymouth Rock genocide, and John Smith forcing himself on an underage papoose.
Rips and Raps, episode 61. That's right, you're listening to Percy Wells on the production. Got my boy Hakeem Bellamy in the mix. My friend Kenneth McLaughlin, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, yo.
That's right. We just getting ready for the second heart attack of my soul. The cardiac arrest it, rest it. Come on, we just bless it on the mic. Come on, God damn, let's get it moving, man. This be the music. That's why we do this shit together, man. We never lose it. Let's stick together, man. Creative energy, just lay back, kick back. Cause most of the time I'm strung out with so many problems in my mind, so many things I'm thinking about. I never can just relax and get down. I rehash my problems in my mouth, yo, and in my mind. Cause I can't figure out why my mouth speaks the time. But I'm dirt and grime, dirty. Take it down to ya. Rips and raps, baby, man, I love it. If you do, to had a lot of great guests and have the privilege to work with some of the best in Albuquerque on this ish, and I'm loving it. Y'all, I'm blessed, I'm just blessed, I'm just blessed. Come on, y'all, you're just blessed.
Blessed, blessed, you're just blessed. Blessed, blessed, yeah.
get blessed. It's like an audio recording of the hangout session. Then we sell it to you on disc. You love how we reppin'. Yes, this is the hood. Tasting the cool. We doing everything down the street, thinking it's cool. Yeah, you thought you was the other kid on the bus, but you're sitting in the driver's seat. Don't get that shit up. Yes, yeah. All about the creativity, put to your artistry, so it's through delivery. Everybody missing me after I'm gone, but all they're gonna have left is these couple of songs. I ain't wrong, and I ain't never been right. I'm a flow for the day, and I'm a wild for the night. I'ma keep on spitting till they put out my light. And if they knock them daylights out, I'll put up a fight. Yeah, you don't wanna mess with us, we here. We ripping and rapping right into next year.
If I'm on the mic and let it all disappear in the daylight, through the daytime, my life is fit in my get on the mic and try to bust the rhyme. But it's okay, I don't feel all the tension. Getting down freestyling, but it's kind of intentional when I mess up on the mic. But I gotta bring it back because it's doing all night. Nick Fury,
I'm in the
microphone, trying to let you all know what's about to go down. Get on the mic and let's.
Living in the 505. If you want to thrive in the 505, you better put your mind down. Better be ready to push your head in the 505. Better put your head down and push your head in the 505. In the 505,
yeah.
505, we do it all night. We do it all day.
You in the 505 with that 9 to 5, trying to stay alive, trying to keep shit right, trying to keep tight with your family and everybody asking you what you gonna be when you grow up. You talking about these beats, talking about those rhymes, a few of these, a few of those, oh.
You guys are amazing. Hey, this is a clip from my friend Amy. Want to hear this chant she plays? And we'll be right back with some amazing raps. That was beautiful.
That was good, guys. I love you guys.
Touching me there.
Be nigh.
your last name?
Schmidt.
Schmidt. Schmidt, you say it like that? Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Schmidt. All right. Nice, nice to have that. Good job. So, Amy Schmidt, you said you are a Sanskrit teacher?
That's correct.
Awesome. So, at least some of these songs you're singing are chants or Indian chants. But now you're going to do a rap song for us? Those happen?
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
I always had a dream of rapping in my nun suit.
That's funny.
All right.
Show us what you got.
All right, I'm gonna do my best. A little nervous and embarrassed, but I'm gonna do it. All right. In a world that's erratic, sporadic, a changeling, enigmatic. I don't wanna be stuck in inertia or stabilized and static. I'm in panic.
Very much, Amy, for that beautiful song or two. Just showing you there's local talent out there, you know what I'm saying? Percy Wells, the producer of the episode, you're listening to his amazing production right now. Just making it smooth, huh? Making it smooth, man, just like the ice that I'm on with these ice skates, flipping around, doing crystal meth when I'm doing triple eights, flipping up in your mouth, mind, sensual, it's essential, it's essential when you time to find the mind, wrench you, I'm wrench you, whole like good wrench, mister, I know what's going on, these blisters on my hands from all the work I put down on this hoe, and I'm hoeing them fields, I'm trying to cultivate a crop, and I'm trying to rock when the TikTok and the mic gets going on, oh my god, the fuse is about to get lit, when it does, it's gonna go off real quick, man, this is the shit, man, this is real free. South from Albuquerque, Nick Fury is the name. Rips and raps, I got my boys Kenneth and yo, Mr. Hakim. Yeah. Oh, oh, come on, y'all. Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't. It's like it's dancing by the numbers. Yeah, it's like it's dancing by the numbers. Yeah, it's like it's dancing by the numbers. Like dancing by the numbers, 1, 2, 1, 2. Don't let the Congress salsa and merengue you. It's the same step, just to a different beat, and they can tell you enslaved by how you shuffle your feet. Supreme Court bleeps the star straight gavel of peace. Corporation brought you home for 40 hours a week, and now you can't even sleep unless you got $1 million, son. You can't even eat. 24 hours on the job hunt. I'm up on political situations. They say it's all I talk about. It's depressing because I created. I'm consumed with the numbers. I'm definitely, definitely raining. When they didn't add up, it left me exceptionally naked. Want the shirt off the back of a horse of patrons. Patriots, you don't talk, they don't listen. Shake your money, make up a change. Bump to this algorithm. Shake your money, make up a change. And bump to this algorithm. Oh, oh, hockey man.
Mouth, you know they're kind of swirly, but I'm getting down with the feet. My Percy Wells in a cabin, moving in my feet, bare feet on my carpet rug, going to the toes rub. Can you get me down? I need to get some face rub from my belly, cause I'm getting a little hungry. Got some munchies from my back, try to harm me. Don't.
Stop, Kenneth, man. He ain't even a rapper. No,
he's killing it.
Absurd. I'm just one of them urban words, one of them urban verbs, like Hakeem and Dollar's words, and my man dials hers, and we smoke it like some herbs, and them people's like them sherms, like a Max Scherzer, throwing for them tigers, trying to get my fucking shit going, give me 9 innings, I can throw them out and keep going, a no-hitter, man, perfect pitch, that's the perfect games, you wanna smack and scratch the itch, litch. Skits, Lilo and Stitch, me, Relo, I'm realizing that my mind is reeling away. That's why I invite people to my place to keep me grounded. Rips and raps is so astounding. This show is brought to you in part by 9/11, keeping us scared for years to come. Enjoy. No, I'm just kidding.
Totally.
Totally. Totally.
I always seem to get in trouble with people. I don't know what happens to me. I was in traffic once, and a guy behind me lost his mind. That ever happen to you? The guy behind you in traffic just decides that you're the problem. It's you. I don't know what happened. I'm sitting in this car, and there's 50 cars ahead of me before any light. And the guy behind me just starts, beep, 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 beep. I look at him, and he's honking just at me. He's amazed that I'm not going. He's going, go, Jesus! He just go! Screaming out his window at me. Like I'm driving all 50 cars there, you know? I'm pushing them like shopping carts in a parking lot. What does he think? He keeps yelling, go! And I'm trying to do that thing. What? I can't. What do you want? What do you want? Why are you... But it just made him madder. He was like... He's like purple and crazy. And I'm laughing at him, you know? Until he gets out of his car. He's one of these guys. He gets out of his car, comes up to my car, starts screaming at me, move it! Move it! What am I gonna say back? What's gonna be my argument that's gonna make him see clearly, you know? Well, I can't because of all the cars. I'm not able to get through the cars. Because they're solid. They're made of solid material. You know what I mean? And he's going to go, oh, yeah, I didn't know they were solid. That's right. Yeah, you can't drive through the cars. Well, I'll just go back to my car and wait. I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. But he kept yelling at me. So I just decided, you know what? I'm going to argue with this guy. I'll argue with him. But I'm going to argue about something else. I'm not going to have his argument. I'm going to have mine. So he goes, move it! And I go, well, give me back my jacket! And he stopped. And I was like, yeah, you got my jacket! Give it back! Now! I want it! He got scared. Got back in his car and he locked his doors. So, you know, that's what I do from now on.
Yeah. Welcome to Intermission here on Rips and Raps, episode 61. I'm your host and producer, Nick Furious. And my friends tonight are Hakeem Bellamy, Albuquerque Poet Laureate, and a friend of mine in the hip-hop community, and my buddy Kenneth McLaughlin. He is involved in many things, directing and as well as singing and playing, and obviously this guy can rap. Who knew? Who the fudge knew?
Coming out party.
Right.
You know, we're going to call it a coming out party, but you know. Damn, son, you're pretty good. You'll get a contract.
That one, me.
Film, sir.
We want to thank you for joining us, as you do every Wednesday night for the show. If you want to send me an email, you have to urge me on the show or send us some information. The address is ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. That's ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. Throw me something or just check out the show. ripsandraps.podomatic.com. You can stream it there and get on iTunes through them. And it's at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground as well. All right, so gentlemen, what's going on in Albuquerque lately, man? Is there a lot of art going on? Has it been kind of lagging? I've kind of felt a lag in the art scene. What do you guys think?
Man, so I'm always at work. So when I'm at work, art is always there when I'm at work. So I think I have an inflated perception of it.
Tell our listeners what it is you do then.
Proliferation.
What it is you do at work.
So I'm a poet, right? I'm in front of audiences reading poetry. Like I did earlier, I'm in front of audiences, emceeing, hosting, doing what Nicholas Freire does.
You're the academic show.
Being a master of ceremonies. And then I get to teach a lot, which is awesome. Like I get to work with the young writers that make me write harder. Like, you know what I mean? That make me be like, not get fat and lazy.
Try to keep
old
up
with my writing. Yeah, cool.
That is cool. And so you're busy in the arts so much so that it's hard for you to
pull yourself
out of that.
Outside of that.
Kenneth, what do you think? Is it similar for you since I know you have your hand in so many cookie jars, you know?
No, I think art's still rolling around, man. It's just getting a lot more underground now. A lot of people are still doing it. I love it. I see pictures online, you know, people sending it out, still showing love for the artwork. And people are showing love right back, man. And there's a lot of stuff coming up. I know my buddy Kapink, I'm going to do a little plug for him.
Do it.
He's still doing some work, you know, and doing some bomb artwork, so we have to combine that stuff. So I think if we can get more local bands to hip hop with some artists, you know, get some things going, collab, and the fire burning.
I like that.
About to drink to that into
Art Bar. That's something that's been happening lately. We haven't played it yet, but we're looking into it. I know. I think Ruben has something to do with booking over there. I'm not sure, but I'll get a text.
I can get you on my night.
I'd like to get on your night. I would love that.
Yeah, Hakeem
has probably several nights. Well, that's kind of what, you know, Band With No Name has been doing lately, and this is a shameless little segue, but we've really been looking into doing things in alternate universes. We'll be performing on Street Beat Friday the 13th on 89.9 KUNM as Band With No Name and a little bit of Superhuman stuff. Big ups to Epic on that. The following day, we'll be with American Slang for opening for Cody Chestnut at Sister Bar, so you better check it out. Got more stuff coming up, but right now I want to talk a little bit to my guest, Kenneth McLaughlin. You're now listening to Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase artists we know and love in our community. This week again, we have my friend Kenneth from Stem Ivory. This is their music. Tell us a little bit about your band, Stem Ivory, man. What's going on with that?
Oh, man, Stem Ivory. You know, local hip-hop live music band. You know, a lot of different influences that mash up together, and a bunch of ideas come together and just come out nice, man. And a lot of simplicity in our music, but, you know, the rhymes and the saxophone added in, drum and bass, and things come together.
And you have, like you said, you have like basically three albums out, or like in the process.
Yes, we have First and Five, which is our local hip hop stuff, our EP.
That's what you're listening to right now.
Yes, this song is Albuquerque Love. Track number three, that's correct. Pick it up, Reverb Nation, CD Baby, iTunes, and all that good stuff. You can pick it up, Stem Ivory, First and Five. But in the big, man, local scene's treating us pretty well, getting a lot of different bars, a lot of different gigs, sharing the love, and being able to play with Band With No Name was amazing.
Thank you. Playing with you guys was great too. We did a show at Burt's. Matter of fact, and not to, you know, get off that because I love playing with you guys, but you have a show at Burt's coming up. Tell us when that is.
Yes, yeah, September 20th. We're going to be jamming up there, jamming down because Burt's taking a turn, man, and we got to keep it going. Yeah. We got to get people in there.
That's part of my questioning about the scene is I see the crumbling infrastructure and the lack of wanting to pay people, and really, so you're right, underground is the case. Yeah. Now, I mean, you happen to also be in another industry. You're an actor, a filmmaker. I've worked on a movie with you this summer where you were an AD, and you did a lot of stuff on that set as well as an actor. Tell people about that for you and what that's like as a career path.
Oh, man. It was acting right off the bat. I wanted to do that ever since high school. Went into it in theater and then popped out in 2003. Auditioned for my first feature, got it, and then just hit with the bug. And 2005, after, you know, doing some extra work, getting my feet wet and stuff like that, came across the directing, which is amazing. Always wanted to do that and work with other actors and bring out a better performance out of them. It's lovely.
Well, I actually saw you in a movie called 10 Years. You were dancing at whatever, some pretzels or whatever. You were in the background getting your groove on. And I remember when I went to an audition with Mike and Ashley and them for something, you were there. And I was like, I know that dude. He was in that movie, so you're already getting famous, dude. I know who you are. Congratulations. Now, you recently auditioned for a big feature. Can you tell us about that? It's a Hollywood big-budget movie. What's up with that?
Hollywood big-budget movie, you know, one of the biggest roles I've ever auditioned for. And keeping me anxious, you know how it is.
You haven't found out yet, but you're on the precipice.
You gotta wait, and you gotta do the callbacks and all that stuff. But I feel really great about it. I went in there, did my best, and hopefully the best outcome.
Well, you better send him some love and, of course, support what he's doing. Kenneth, you want to plug anything else before we let you go here? Website for the band, you already kind of did. But
yeah, Stem Ivory, check us out on Facebook. We have Reverb Nation, CD Baby, iTunes. Check us out. We have two music videos on YouTube. Stem Ivory, STEMIVORY. Stem Ivory. Check us out. Local hip-hop. We do jazz. We do funk. We do hard rock. We do classic rock. We do even pop stuff. Catch us at the right venue, and you'll get a variety of our stuff. Check us out.
And they're very, very good as well. This is them now. As we segue into part two of Pod People. A weekly... Oh, never mind. Two. Let's get Hakeem up here. Hakeem Bellamy, Albuquerque's first poet laureate, teacher, actor as well. You know, thespian, you've been on stage. Tell, you know, give us a little synopsis of the Hawk.
Man, I've been...
Father.
I've been blessed to, like, come here and say I'm a poet, and then people are asking me to be these other things.
Where are you from?
To make music,
where are you from originally?
So from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
South
okay.
Jersey.
South Jersey.
South Jersey. The shore, New Jersey. Nobody really talks like that.
No. Thank God.
You know. you have to impersonate the impersonation. It's crazy. But you know, I grew up a jock. I grew up playing sports. I played soccer. I went to college, played soccer, and wanted to play basketball. I wasn't as good as I wanted to be at basketball, but I was all right. I still got a little jump shot. But moved out here and kind of was like started. I'd been writing forever, and I started reading it at these poetry slams and a couple of times in Philly before I moved out here because I just returned from school. I was like, let me see what this is all about. And man, I came here at the right time. We won a national championship. I was in front of colleges, like college English classes, and I've only ever had one writing class, and it's like.
But congratulations on your success. You work hard. I see you hustling. Explain real quick to the listeners what is or a poet laureate, or what does that mean to you being a poet laureate?
A laureate. It essentially means the poet of record. You know, so
you're noted.
When stuff happens in town, and they want somebody ceremonial to come say something or write about it, I get those assignments, and it's cool. Like, I get to learn about lots of different things that are happening in town because I have to, like, get these assignments to write poems about it and about them.
That's
a learning experience.
That's cool, man. I mean, hey, if people want to check you out, is there a place they can go? Do you have your own website or something?
It's Hakeem B. My first two letters of my last name, B-E. So HAKIMBE.com. Beyond Poetry, Inc. is my... BeyondPoetryInc.com is my book site. A book came out. Beyond Poetry LLC is my business entity. So I produce education work and community building work.
He's Hakeem Bellamy, and he is going places, man. He's hustling it up, doing the modern man thing, got his hands in many cookie jars. You're listening to Rips and Raps, man. I'm so happy to have my guest tonight in the studio live in effect. The producer on record, the producer laureate this evening, is my good friend Percy Wells, representing Soul Control, New Mexico. Yo, pack it up like a bowl. Yo, Rips and Raps. Come on, let it touch your soul, yo. Put your hands to the sky, reach for the stars, yo. Celestial, come on, people, let's smoke a bowl. Pack it up, rip it up, come on, it's New Mexico. 505 from the laureates to the actors and thespians, man. Come on, everybody knows the scuba. Yeah, you better just do it because there's no more 31 flavors and shit for you to get, man. There's no Häagen-Dazs, so I'm just hopscotching through my Maggenheim. I'm giving everybody knots upside the noggins. What? Rips and raps, man, a whole new level. Curious, the motherfucking devil. Nah, I'm joking, El Diablo. Come on, people, we get it down like we full throttle. Yeah, come on, I'm Rallo. So, I'm about to pass it over to my amazing guests and people in the studio tonight. Like, what?
Yo, I can go full throttle like an energy drink. Why you throw everything at him, including the stink? Yeah, I pulled everything out when I rhyme. I opened my mouth, and then you know it's exactly showtime. Yeah, the rhymes have to be hitting. The poetry got to be kicking. Now what the fuck you missing? Stay home if you want. They talk about it. Every time you're on the microphone, you don't talk about it.
Let's go find
Ronaldo, then he's
supposed to be here.
Does that mean it has mechanical bullshit?
Belong to a new race on Earth, whereby men from outer space in embraces with Earth women? Are my children offspring of the first interplanetary race? Has the melting pot of interplanetary society already been created on our planet, as the melting pot of all Earth nations was established in the USA 190 years ago? Or does this thought relate to things to come in the future? I request my right and privilege to have such thoughts, and ask such questions without being threatened to be jailed by any administrative agency of society. In the face of a rigid, doctrinaire, self-appointed, ready-for-o-killer hierarchy of scientific censorship, it appears foolish to publish such thoughtless thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, god dang, this is one of those episodes where you just have to talk every now and again and bring people back. So, everybody, one word to describe tonight's experience for you, Hakeem, you know, bad, good, whatever. What would it be?
Man, you said good times, and my word is dynamite!
I like it!
Dynamite!
like Jimmy J. Yates.
All right. All right, Kenneth, what do you think? One word to describe tonight's endeavor.
Yeah, I'm just saying dynamite, I
want to
say. Out of
sight. Oh, that's one word. I'm gonna say colossal. We're going to say colossal.
Colossal.
Nice. And we still have a little more for you, a couple more beats and some more opportunities, but just to touch base again for everybody, come see us, come see all of our events. We all have a lot going on. To plug my band, Band With No Name is going to be playing Happy Hour at Ned's on the 20th of September on San Mateo, 6 to 8 p.m. It's free. Come by. And the following night, we're playing at Los Spirits with American Slang and 5 o'clock Revolution. DJ N-Tox in the mix on that as well. And that'll be fun, Los Spirits, the 21st. And coming up, we're opening up for Afro Man. So if you need tickets, Afro Man, at the Dam Bar with the Beach Bum Alcoholics, Mono Vibration, Band With No Name, October 3rd, Thursday, there at the Dam Bar. I have pre-sale tickets, so get a hold of me. Let me know what's up. See me on the street, dog, you know. I got that shit, homie.
Got your back.
I got that shit.
Yeah, can I holler at you, shout?
Yeah, you got do it.
Urban Verbs is doing a workshop this weekend.
Dope stuff.
With teens and middle schoolers, but mainly teens that want to like try making a beat for the first time, try writing a song, getting in the studio. We'll be doing it on the Westside Community Center. We're doing it with Burnleo County, and it's free for all students. So you should go to burnco.gov.
Do it.
KRS, we're doing KRS-1 out here in October too, so it's pretty cool. Or you can hit me up, go to my Facebook, hit me up on my website, find me, tell me if you have a student that wants to be there Friday from 4 to 8 and then Saturday from 10 to 4. And then on the flip side, check out my band, Waylaid. We're doing pretty cool stuff.
Oh,
we
nice.
Have a tap dancer. We have an MC. That's
I had
me.
No idea.
And we have Stuart Smith. We have Dawn, which is Dr. Lewis. Stuart's on cajon and buttons and looping and guitar and all kinds of stuff.
So they're called Waylaid.
Waylaid, yeah. We could find Waylaid ABQ at the Waylaid 505.
Or you can catch them at Hakeem, HakeemB, .com, correct?
Yeah.
.com. So Kenneth again, Sam Ivory on Facebook. And base everything, STEM Ivory. Come on now.
Come on, people, it's almost the end of the show. We gotta show you what we got. Tie it with a bow and put it under the tree and give the boys some presents. Merry Christmas, everybody gon' be a Grinch with it. And Cindy Lou Who can stop going boo hoo and come down to something under the tree. What you gon' do? We just presenting the shit for you. Doing it up in real nice, man, so follow the crew. Come on, it's just a nice day. Fuck no Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm just walking down the street trying to get no snooze and wake up from the dream. Reality is setting. We gotta keep meddling, wearing this medallion. I like scallions. Sometimes I'm a scallywag, rapscallion. I make it up as I go along. I'm in my bandwagon, going in my radio flyer. Desire to wear the attire of a man who knows what he's up to. Fuck all these hip hop motherfuckers in skinny jeans with them hats twisted. I don't need to be that shit. Be dope and fuck who I get with. My inner self can come dope and act professional. That's why these fools in my panel tonight are making it because they got respect for themselves, respect for the women in their life, respect for the children in their life, and they doing it right. And that's why we doing it, man. That fucking real shit. So I'ma pass the mic. Y'all better take it. Come on, take it.
Running out of track, record forever spinning, needle running out of whack. With one of the B-side singers coming out my back, and a regular, which means I'm never coming back. Promise you write a rap for each feather the angel has, a song for each verse, symphony for every laugh, is an orchestra in his chest, catalog every last breath that my baby had. Irrational baby dad, but I'd rather be crazy than absent when baby has. Later when he's a man, he could see how I shape my past. Slower as I get older in this 50-yard dash, don't turn the vehicle over before I turn into a grand parent, and that's the plan when little man has little man. But karma is never late, so a daughter is what I'll have from the first day that I stood up to my last one night stand. The universe is humorous when they say that's just gas. Yeah.
Man, you guys are feeling that energy. Welcome to the Sweat Lodge. That's right. This week, the show brought to you in part by Grape Pond. Pardon me. Do you have any? Pardon me.
I love Grape Pond. That's almost as good as Pardon me. Are those people who are in jail?
So old.
Old school, right?
I mean, I remember Wayne's World, you know, like sitting in the theater watching the movie and laughing. That was funny still.
I remember getting in trouble on the school bus like 7th grade because the teacher was on there and I was like, and teacher said what? She was like, what? I was like,
yeah.
She's like, you can't say that. I'm like, adfinkers a bad word? Seriously? I know words way worse than adfinkers.
we'll discuss them here on the next 10 minutes of Rips and Raps.
Worse than whatever he just said. All right, so big ups again to producer tonight. All these beats, incredible instrumentals. Percy Wells. Percy Wells at Bandcamp, all right? Check him out.
And that's
dude, P-E-R space C space W-E-L-L-S, Percy Wells. Come on.
They're like this wholesome image, but you know they're all fucked up, right?
Except for JT, the ones
that make it past killing themselves, they like have to have like this, I'm going to be sexy now, I'm no longer a mouseketeer, like, you know what I'm saying? Aguilera, Britney Spears,
Timberlake.
Like,
she's all right, though.
But she's trying to take her image to like, I'm grown up, and I'm like, yo, I ain't even that grown up.
Rubbing her ass on Robin Thicke, bent over, talking about doing Molly. I mean, that's just a great image to have. There you go. All these children that love you are now going to be like, I want to twerk and fucking take at Molly and run around and do like, I want to twerk and Molly, man.
Social media, brother.
Social media is almost killing the world, man. Everything's so fast moving now.
All news is good news for entertainment.
Well, they're always searching for something. I mean, yeah.
What are selling the fans? They keep their, the longer they keep it there, the more ads they can sell.
I'm just appalled at the nature of this country and the capitalistic
myself.
Greedy, you know, and like people just don't have any love
son.
Anymore.
Mad,
you know,
son.
And on a side note, if you'd like to buy ad time on this TV show, please call 505
right, yeah, yeah.
515.
I mean, we will sell you an ad. We will sell your ad.
I will. Team's already pimping it out. He's like, yo, I got ad space for you right there on Rips and Raps. Come on, it's a weekly show. You might really want to do it, but I'll do it for some like cupcakes.
You never know, your coworkers might like freestyling. You never know.
Wait a minute, was that your beeper number?
Oh shit, I gave him my beeper number? Fuck man, don't anybody beat me, alright?
I'm fucking used to have a beeper.
I did have, yeah. I used to beat people.
All clear.
It was clear beeper.
I have one of those.
Well, everything was like a little step forward from the next thing up, and like inundating you with this ability to get more like contact and contact other people, and the fucking phones we have now are like a far cry from phones even like 5, 6, 7 years ago, bro. Like
YouTube, you know, Vimeo, everything, man. You put everything out there, promote yourself so much, especially if you're Miley Cyrus. You gotta do one crazy thing, and you get the whole world talking.
I guess, but I just want to thank you all for listening. This is episode 61, and I'd like my guests to each sign off if they would.
Hakeem Bellamy in the building.
Kenneth McLaughlin, semi-idea in the house. Big shout out to all the artists out there, local artists doing their thing, keeping up with the band, do all the hard stuff, you know, playing $20 shows, keeping the music alive, thanking everybody that we've rocked with, everybody still doing it, artwork, freestyle, and poetry, art, just art, paint it up, draw it up, get you some canvas, go out there and paint it.
Yo,
yes. Urban Verbs at Untapped every Saturday evening from 9 to about 1. We bring in a DJ. We have 2 acts that you can get intimate with. They serve food at 10 o'clock. It looks nice, upscale, but you can dress down. Come have some brew with us. Untapped.
I'd like to thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming. I'm Nick Furious, your host and producer. Big ups to my boy, producer tonight on the show, Percy Wells. This is his beat right now. He's rocking it. Now I'd like to bring you the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. It's an opportunity for UMC to get your ass up off the couch and rhyme. Go get your friends. Do what you have to. This week brought to you in part by Metamucil. Get that fiber, boy. Get it out.
Oh, get it out, boy.
Regular.
Get it out.
Can you spell regular?
Regular.
Sound effects to www.freesfx.co.uk as well as www.grsite.com. Thanks.